Hey, George.
Hi. Where are you calling from, sir?
Calgary, Alberta.
Okay, great.
How you doing?
Good.
Geez, I'll tell you, that Oster scares me so bad.
I mean, he just gives you shivers. I just don't like the guy. You know, it's not, you know, when JC calls Art, and he's called me once, you know, he's a wacko from, let me tell you, he's just a wacko. But, you know, he's kind of entertaining to listen to and to jostle with, and I love listening to him and Art. This guy is just evil. I mean, there's nothing nice about this guy.
Yeah, I have to tell you, George, I almost hung up. I couldn't take it. Couldn't even take it listening to him.
I know. I understand.
But I endured. But anyways, yeah, I am calling about an event that happened in my life. It goes back, and it was Sunday, September 4th, 1988. I guess I'd have to tell you the whole story leading up to it. But
all right, please.
I managed an apartment building. Basically, my girlfriend and I broke up, and I was in an apartment building. I managed an apartment building and got into a job managing. And anyways, this apartment that I managed, it was wasn't a normal apartment building. It was all kinds of bottle pickers that I managed the apartment for. It was a 18-suite building that I managed, and basically they had no cars, none of them. I was the only one that drove a car. All of them had their own shopping carts. I don't know if you do that in the States or not. Or if
no, you know, in the States, you know, most people have cars. Now, the very elderly, what they have available to them are shuttle buses that may come to a specific location, and then they all get on and they go shopping, and then they all come back again.
Oh, well, this, far from it here. But anyways, we, like I said, they're all bottle pickers on the ACE program, which is a government-run program.
All right.
And very unusual people. These people were drunk and so on and so forth. They
yeah.
went to
hard
all
life.
Kinds.
Hard life cases.
Very, 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 very hard life. And basically, I come home at night and I pretty well have to pick people off the steps, put them to bed, take them up to their apartment buildings, pretty well be their mother. Other than that, I don't know what else to say. Basically, the reason I'm phoning in is it's about Bill Swan. The gentleman's name was Bill Swan. And this gentleman, he was an incredible man. He basically picked bottles for a living to pay for his rent.
How old do you think he was?
Bill? Geez, Bill, at that time, he must have been about 55 years old.
Okay, and when you say incredible, how come? Why did he have such an impact on you?
Well, basically, what happened one night is he fell asleep while smoking a cigarette, and the fire alarms weren't really working at the building, and they're kind of going off and kind of, you know, intermittent fire alarm effect. And basically, I got up and checked the building at 5 a.m. in the morning, and of course, sure enough, Bill's apartment was on fire. So I pounded on the door, and of course, Bill never answered the door.
Yeah, you could see the smoke coming underneath
absolutely.
The door and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I kicked in the door, whatever, got in there, and of course, by letting air into the building, into the apartment itself, just created more fire.
It's more, and you're lucky it didn't blow you up when you opened the door.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. And anyways, I could see Bill sleeping on the bed, and I went in there, grabbed Bill, stumbled out with him. I kind of figured he had his girlfriend, which was, I think Louise was her name at the time. Basically, I went back looking for Louise, and anyways, make it all short here, I got everybody out of the building, got Bill out of the building, and we were all doing okay. A few people were taken to the hospital for smoke inhalation and stuff. But anyways, I got an advancement by doing all that. Like, I was pretty big in the Calgary
Herald. You were a hero.
Exactly. I have the article on the wall. My parents, not that I... You know, my parents did it for me. They framed
it. Well, it's something that they were proud of you for, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really did affect my life. It changed my whole life because I drank 7 days a week. And Yeah, whatever. You know, I was 24 years old at the time. But anyways, I got an advancement, went into a very posh building. Very posh building with the same company, about 10 blocks away from the last building. You know, a few months go by, and sure enough, I see somebody digging in the garbage can for bottles and stuff. Here's old Bill Swan. Comes up to me, and he says, you know, well, what the heck, you get out of there? You know, I was yelling at these guys, and here Bill comes stumbling up to me, and he says, Joe, is that you? And I, yeah, how you doing, Bill? And, you know, he, of course, he was filthy and disgusting, and I loved the guy, and gave him a big hug and stuff on the back lane there in the underground parkade, and he said, Joe, why did you ever save me? And I don't know what to say, George. That changed my life forever when he said that to me.
Did he? Was he glad you saved him?
No, he wasn't. He was.
He was bitter.
He was kind of bitter with me about it. And, you know, it just made me really, at 24 years old, really made me stop and think, what the heck is this all about, eh?
Well, but it's also about you. And you know, you did the right thing. I've got to ask you this, too. I see people panhandling at corners, sometimes at buildings. Sometimes they approach you when you come out of a store or a convenience shop. They're all over the place. And, you know, I really haven't stopped to really interview one yet. Maybe I should. But did they ever tell you why they just didn't pick up themselves and try to make a decent life? Why they had to go through garbage for a living and things? I mean, did they just give up? They couldn't all have been drunks, right?
You know, George, they're happy. They liked it. That was their life.
They're content,
you know,
aren't they?
They came home with a piece of junk. They found the garbage can. It made their day.
Do they have families, people that care about them?
Yes, they do. The strange thing is, Bill did. He had a girlfriend and his sons. It's strange. They have a life. And he was very, you know, he was kind of, I shouldn't say very happy, because that's not truthful. He was happy what he was doing. He came home with a nice piece of junk that he found in the garbage can.
And he was content.
He was very content.
Well, I'll tell you what, he in a strange way changed your life, didn't he?
You know what really changed my life, George, is a couple months after that, he did pass away. And, I don't know. It's kind of pulling heartstrings on me, but I felt so bad for that gentleman.
Yeah, but
what? And so good for him at the same time, because that's what he wants.
I understand. And good for you for what you did, my friend.